Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. We have a special guest on the line, Carly.
Yeah, to talk about a study that was brought to our attention yesterday. We're going to get her take on it. Azaia McKimmy is her name. She's a couples therapist and psychosexual therapist. She joins us now. Good morning, Azaia.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
First question, and I'm well, but what is a psychosexual therapist?
So basically, it's a therapist that helps people with challenges that they might be having around sex and helps them have more enjoyable sex.
Ah, okay. That's a very important role.
Now, we wanted to chat to you. This is right up your alley. And we were talking about a study that came out yesterday. And it basically said that the average couple, to be happy in a relationship, should be having sex around once a week. Do you agree with this?
Look, that's the average amount that couples have sex. However, whether or not a couple is happy with that very much depends on the individual couple.
That kind of makes sense because I think, Alan, there was another study, wasn't there, that went further and it said 3 times a week is what people would actually like
I think of men-wise, it was kind of like 3 times a week. For the most part, this is just obviously averaging for a lot of studies that have been done. And then it was kind of like women, it's all age groups as well. Women towards, like kind of 40s were like more keen for it versus like a little bit younger. Yeah, it was some interesting findings.
Absolutely. So we do know that couples in their 20s tend to have higher sex, but as people get busier, and especially if people have kids, they're probably having sex less often. And that can, of course, change as couples age. I think what's really important to what actually makes couples happy is not the amount that they're having sex, but the quality of their connection.
Unfortunately, we do hear this quite often, and lack of intimacy is a huge issue and a huge reason why a lot of couples do get divorced. But the thing is, it seems like an easy fix, but when people do have kids or, you go through different phases in life, it can be a hard thing to fix. So if this is an issue in your relationship, A, how do you broach it? And B, how do you fix it?
So there's 3 really important areas that couples need to look at. The first one is their connection. Are they spending time together? Secondly, it's their communication. How are they communicating? Are they able to let their partner know they're upset without criticizing or going into defensiveness, but to really hear and understand each other? And when you have a really solid foundation of connection and communication, then it's easier to work on the third area, which is sexual intimacy.
All right. Just keep talking about it. Got it.
Just quickly. And I know this is a bit of a no-no, but is there a right way to say no to sex so you're not offending your partner?
Oh, poor Russell.
Yeah, absolutely. Instead of it being a hard no or ill, that's disgusting.
Oh, geez. Don't say that.
You can let your partner know, hey, I understand you want to be close. I get it. Not tonight. And here's what I could do instead. Can we cuddle? Can we kiss?
I like the choose your own adventure. I like that.
Normally it's headache from my answer to that, but all right, we'll stick with those ones. Awesome. We learnt quite a bit. We'll definitely have to get you on again. I feel like we've only kind of scratched the surface. If you want more information, where's the best way to hit you up?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, asiamckimmy.sexologist, or my website, asiamckimmy.com.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.